Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Tonight I'm going to talk about several different topics regarding the vaccine, stuff that you may have heard, not heard, I don't know. I've been saying for a long time this was going to jump, it's going to jump, it's going to jump. Now, Pfizer is telling you that their shit's going to jump, can infect other people. Now, they are actually admitting, can you believe this, bullshit, that all of you out there who listen to my show because you got basically a difference of opinion. I'll leave it go at that. You are now spreading the vaccine. An untested, unapproved, biological weapon that has been injected inside of all of you. They are now saying unequivocally, first you were hearing it, oh, they're thinking about doing, spreading the vaccines by allowing everybody to get vaccinated and spread the vaccine. Now they're saying they're actually doing it. This is un-effing believable. That they would allow a genetic experiment like this to be conducted on mankind. I'm going to play a little segment from, someone sent me a clip from Liberty Channel, and I'm going to play it, and then I'm going to go back to this, and you can hear some of it. Now, I'm going to warn all of you, if you think I'm speaking fluent Canadian, you ain't seen nothing yet. This guy puts me back in the romper room. So if you can't handle speaking in Canadian, and what I mean by that, very salt of the earth, coarse language, then dial it down somewhere else or dial it down for the next 10 minutes because this guy is Canadian to the core and he's going to speak very fluent Canadian and what he thinks about the politicians, and then he's going to explain to you all about the nature of this experiment that they've done. Our governments, our respective governments globally should all be put, he wants to put them in jail. I want to hang them. For what they've done to mankind, they don't deserve nothing short of a hanging. This is incredibly, it is so diabolical, it's unbelievable. So, without further ado, I'm going to hit, hopefully this thing will work, and you can hear what he had to say. Give it a minute, usually this is what happens. I got to play something, it buffers. Oh. Well, I'll keep talking until this thing kicks. Oh, here it goes.
Sterling fuckwad corporate shill politician in Canada should be put on trial for treason and crimes against humanity. All of them. I don't care if you're a minister or some buttfuck MP sitting on your ass waiting for your gold-plated fucking pension. You should all be rounded up right now and put on trial. Every fucking last one of you. That vaccine everybody's getting injected with has not passed stage 3 human fucking medical trials. Do you understand that? Stage 1, stage 2, and stage 3. And stage 3 is human fucking safety fucking trials. They're not done. The Canadian public is a stage 3 medical fucking experiment. And if you already got injected with that shit and nobody sat down and explained that to you in detail, that you are now part of a medical experiment, that's a crime against humanity. It's called informed consent. And I'm not talking about, is it okay if we inject you with this shit? That's not informed consent. If somebody didn't sit you down and explain in fucking detail, in words that you can understand, before they put that shit in your body, that is a criminal fucking act. And our so-called leaders are the ones allowing this to happen. Put them in jail. Hello, sir. Here's the benefits. Here's the risks. Sign the fuck here if you fully understand this and agree to be in our medical trial. They're supposed to explain it to you like they explain it to a six-year-old. There's a whole big long procedure to explain this. A stage 3 medical trial is where they inject people with something to see what the fuck happens when you put that shit in a human fucking body. In over 60 years, no mRNA vaccine has passed a stage 3 human fucking safety fucking trial. Anybody tell you that? Do you know what the Nuremberg Code is? That's what they came up with after World War II, because the Nazis were doing human medical experiments without informing people. And the whole fucking world went nuts. Oh my God, these fucking Nazis. That will never happen again. And they wrote the Nuremberg Code. Well, guess what? It's happening right here, right now, in Canada, today. The Nazis did it, we're doing it. If you got that fucking injection, you are now part of a stage 3 medical trial. And if I inject you or anybody else does without informed consent, it's a crime. Now they want firefighters to give injections to people. What exactly the fuck would a firefighter know about explaining a stage 3 medical trial to anybody? Last I heard, they fight fires. And now they're having mass injection parties or whatever the fuck it is, whatever they're calling them. That is against so many moral, ethical, legal, and human considerations, it'd make your fucking head spin. There are more deaths and injuries from this fucking vaccine in the last 4 months that have been reported in the last 15 fucking years. Anybody tell you about that? Oh, Health Canada wouldn't do something like that. They're protecting us. You want to know exactly what the fuck Health Canada is capable of doing? Here's an idea. Read a fucking book. I did. You want to know how corrupt Health Canada is? This is how fucking corrupt Health Canada is. Okay, can they see that? Huh? Corrupt to the core. Six scientists, 38 years they watched that shit. That's how corrupt Health Canada is. Health Canada is a revolving door of jackdaw corporate shills who get appointed by the corporate politicians because of their industry affiliations. You want to know exactly how corrupt these governments are? Read some shit. Get your head out of your fucking iPhones and shut the fucking TV off and do some fucking reading. You want to know why they call them free trade agreements? Because you and I are paying for them. Read this book, Mel Herdick, The Truth About Canada. And that's an old book. Kevin Page, Unaccountable. Unaccountable, the name of the book, Truth and Lies on Parliament Hill. Yeah. Tragedy in the Commons. Former members of Parliament speak out about Canada's failing democracy. Fucking failing. Fucking. The Arrogant Autocrat. Stephen Harper's takeover of Canada. What, you think those corporate bastards that he appointed just, what, left with him? Now they're working for you and me? Harperland. The Politics of Control. Update. The updated version. I got the updated version. Finalist for the best Canadian political book of the last 25 years. Remember Bill C-51, that fucking cocksucker Trudeau said that they were going to rescind that bill? Did they? They're all liars. Every fucking last one of them. You want to know what's going on right now? Here's the book that will tell you. It's a little read, you know. You don't have to put your iPhone away for a couple of days. Propaganda by Edward Bernays, a classic on propaganda. You want to know why 1 in 6 Canadians is going to die from cancer in 2021? Health Canada has allowed so much carcinogenic shit in our food supply that it beggars belief. Europeans are going like, what the fuck? Seriously, we don't allow that shit in our food supply. My daughter studied environmental science. She's been over there. She's disgusted with Canada. I'm from Saskatchewan. During spraying season, you can smell that carcinogenic shit everywhere. Planes are flying over, spraying that shit on your fucking food. 1 in 6 fucking Canadians. Where's the cancer pandemic? Is Health Canada banning glyphosates in your food supply? Glyphosates are a recognized carcinogen. Millions of tons of that shit are dumped on our food supply. You know how many people are going to die from COVID? If you're under 50, it's one person in 300,000. And 1 in 300,000 is all of a sudden some big national emergency. But 1 in 6 people dying of cancer, that's just what? That's business as usual. These politicians are coming around, oh, pandemic, pandemic. And their media fucking bum boy buddies are like, oh, fuck, we have 5,000 new cases of this fucking pandemic. How many of those fucking people died? Did they ever tell you that? And that bullshit PCR test, it gives so many false positives, you wouldn't know if you had COVID or syphilis. And the fucking World Health Organization started all this shit, remember that? And now they're going, oh, geez, we made a mistake, and we're sorry, masks don't work, fucking lockdowns don't work. Oh, you know, pardon us, our bad. Did any of these lying, fuckwad, corporate fucking politicians go, oh shit, sorry, Canada? World Health Organization says it's okay to go outside again? COVID. You know who's dying? Canadians are dying every fucking day. Committing suicide, for one thing. They can't earn a fucking living. Businesses that have operated in families for generations are going tits up. Our farmers are fucked because these motherfucking lying fuckwad politicians won't let foreign workers into Canada.
Okay, I'm going to cut it there. I agree with this guy 100%. And I got to tell you, he's not the only one pissed. I'm pissed. I am so effing pissed, you have no idea how pissed I am. The fact that I may actually have to leave the country that I have basically come to love and not want to leave, I may be driven out by the very, very, very thing this guy is talking about. Canadians, as a whole, our country ain't perfect by no stretch of imaginations, but the biggest part of our problems in this country isn't with Canadians, it's with the effing government. All of them. This premier we got in Ontario, what a joke. And the prime minister and the parliament on top of that? Clowns. Clowns and gowns, that's all they are. None of them wouldn't know science if it bit them in the ass. And then we got this test tube reject from China. You know, that's running our health. Gets on there and says, you need to wash your hands. Well, shit, Canadians have been washing their hands. We're probably one of the most hygienic people. After we use the washroom, most of us go and wash our hands. This is just common sense for us. And we're listening to some, like he's saying, you know, I mean, I'm putting the link up there tonight on the show. If you can handle the Canadian tongue, you know, and he's expressing what I've expressed, how I really feel about this bullshit. This has been the biggest effing pile of rubbish we have ever seen in the world today. This is a democide in Canada. This is a planet side on a global network. An effing experiment that has gone on. Let me read something to you about Alberta. Someone sent this to me about Alberta, and I thought, you got to be kidding me. But what the heck? You know, when you read, and Albertans should be madder than they should be madder than hell about this. Where'd it go? Well, I know where it is. Give me a second here. It, let me put it here. Yeah, let me read this. This is, I mean, these bastards, because they all are, they must have been spewed out of a test tube, every effing one of them. This is Alberta, and if Alberta gets this shit going, this will spread like cancer in Canada, and then it'll go into America. So for those of you in the United States of America, you may want to pay attention to this bullshit that Alberta's trying to propagate. Let me read what the Premier of Alberta has presented. Okay, someone sent this to me today, and now I'm going to read it to you. This is, the Alberta government just announced a series of new restrictions. Case counts go up, measures increase. In-person schooling, canceled again. Indoor fitness and pools, shut down again. If cases get high enough, a curfew will be put in place. Ooh. All of those are crazy. All of these are stupid, but we've seen it elsewhere, and we've seen some of it here before. This is going on right now in Ontario with this bullshit martial law. It's all horseshit. Again, for something that doesn't even effing exist. Okay, now, Kenny just announced. This is the Premier of Alberta. This would be, for those of you in America, this is like the governor of your state. Kenny just announced people who don't comply with health measures will be unable to use Alberta registry services. No new vehicle purchases, no driver's license renewal, no marriage license. Well, you might have done somebody a favor there. No business services, nothing. Okay, so maybe think, well, actions have consequences. This is even crazier. Furthermore, anyone who gets a fine and doesn't pay it because they want to challenge it in court will be still banned from using Alberta Registry Service and other provincial services until they pay. Guilty until proven innocent, no recourse for a citizen. This is Chinalberta. This is Chinalberta. Chinalberta. Chinida. Chinita. This is the bullshit that we are dealing with in this country. Quebec is dealing with some same bullshit. We just heard a nurse the other day talking about the bullshit over there in Nova Scotia. Too bad New Brunswick has done what it's done. You know, you got bullshit going on in Ontario. I live here. I see this horse shit here. We got an F-tard in B.C., Bonnie, she's got a little winery so she can sell, keep her business running too and have a little dipsy-tipsy when she wants to. This is what they're trying to do here in Canada because Canada has been the prototype. They decided that they're going to flip inside out. And we have, like I said, a bunch of clowns and gowns in our parliament. That's what we have. We don't have anybody to represent us. So it looks like the people of Canada, all of us, are either going to flip this or we're going to leave it. That's the only recourse we have. And as distasteful as that sounds, that's all. This is where the rubber is going to meet the road here. Because if we stop it here, it stops everywhere. That's the bottom line. This is such bullshit. There's no reason why we should have the suicide rates that we have. Unfortunately, we have a lot of illiterate Canadians who don't know how to read, and all they know how to do is watch their effing TV and watch their effing cell phone and watch their iPad, and they believe whatever bullshit this thing tells them. I grew up, we had television, but I rarely watched it. You know, I was a kid, I used to play baseball, I was outside all day. I used to watch cartoons, that's probably my biggest thing, and comedies when I was growing up, because everything was a joke or a cartoon. I just, at that time, I didn't realize it, but that's what I was actually seeing. And you heard the man, you know, he's pissed. He's pissed. And I think everybody needs to have this righteous anger going on. He's got the right to be this mad. To see your country being peeled like a fucking onion is to me, I mean, it's really hard to see. I got to tell you, it is really tough to see this shit. It's tough to see people walking off that cliff because they're believing in clowns with gowns. That's the problem. You know, and we should have put a we should have shut this shit down 2 weeks after this got started. But the media, like the CBC and the CTV and the rest of these bastard networks, propagated the lie. What everybody needs to do, seriously, is if whether you live in the United States or Canada or the rest of the world, if you're living in the United States and Canada, turn off NBC, CBC, CBS, CBC, CTV, MTV, and CNN, and the whole effing fake news network. They played that fake news networks to make you believe that the internet was all fake news. The only place you're getting any real news today is off the internet, because unfortunately, the TV has become a circus, nothing more. Just a circus. You turn it on and all you see is a clown, you know, whether he's a high-ranking politician, leader of a country, getting up there, my fellow Americans, my fellow Canadians, you know, I'm about to ream you a new backside. Hold on to your pockets because we're going to pick them clean. This is what this is all about. Yeah, this is what it's all about. The drug companies put us in power and now we have to give them what they asked us to give. We need to make you all sick permanently. We need to change your genetic code permanently. We need to wipe out a bunch of you because you got too much money, and now we got to pay you guys for sitting on your asses doing nothing. Even though you earned the right to do this, even though you worked hard to get this right and this privilege, we're going to pick your pocket and we're going to take your life while we do it. My fellow Americans, my fellow Canadians, be prepared. It's okay. We're going to kill you with an experimental experiment. We're going to inject into you not one, not two, not three, but four. Four different variants, four different genomes, four different concoctions of genetic manipulation. We are going to put that into your bodies. If we don't put them all into your bodies, don't worry about it. You're going to get them anyway, because when we put them in one person's body, it will jump to the next person. And if you just so happen to have had that injectable from Moderna, from Pfizer, from AstraZeneca, or Johnson & Johnson, and if any one of these or all three decide to interact with the injectable inside of you, we are going to have a genetic anomaly we have never, ever seen before. And we will now have what we wanted, the real pandemic. Now, you know something in all of this horseshit. What made the news today? The guy made a comment there. You know, I have worked with people with cancer for almost 40 years as a herbalist, as an alternative in regard to healing. In regard to healing. I don't follow mainstream allopathy or any other thing. So in regard to healing, I actually would be more of a complementary alternative medicine or alternative healing, you know. Just so we understand what I mean by alternative here. I don't want to give anybody the wrong impression. I'm purely heterosexual. That's the way that rolls. But anyway, as long as I have been involved in educating and giving out things that I have seen work in God's creation, sometimes some manipulation with, you know, synthesizing vitamins and things of this nature, which do work if they're correctly made, and minerals and other things. But they all come from God anyway. They're just extracted and packaged differently. As far as I have seen, cancer's always been a problem, especially in Windsor, Ontario. And I used to get people calling me from cancers from all over the world. I still do, but not like before. I always sometimes say I miss the good old days when the strongest thing we had to deal with were cancer and STDs. That used to be the two biggest things we had to deal with. And today we're dealing with genetics, frequencies, targeting, AI, nano, and, you know, like he mentioned, glyphosates, estrogen-dominating pesticides that can alter the genetic structure, the DNA of men, altering the genetic structure and the DNA of women, you know, creating all kinds of cancers, all kinds of anomalies, all kinds of crap that should never have been put in our food supply. I mean, everybody, if you haven't heard the story about Percy Schmeiser, he was one of the first farmers that was fighting Monsanto way back when they were putting in their genetically engineered canola. That canola oil you're buying is nothing but industrial lubricant that they used to put on metal to keep the metals from overheating while they were pressing out parts in the factory. This is the shit they're selling. It's an omega-3 oil on top of that, so it's not even designed to take any real heat. When you go to McDonald's and you go to some of these Burger King and some of these fast food places that, you know, fry your fries, that shit that they're using to fry your fries is a canola soy-based fat. It's all carcinogenic, and they're running those temperatures at about over 230 degrees Fahrenheit. Ask me how I know. You know, I used to work as a janitor in one of those fast food places, and initially they would take out these fats and put in brand new fat. Then they got the bright idea that all we need to do is filter the fat, recycle that fat, and put it back in. And what you're eating now is from rancid, damaged fat that they're using to cook your fries, your fish fillet, your chicken McNuggets, or whatever the hell, the chicken nugget things. That's what they're using. And it's all shit anyway, all of it. It's all leftover crap that they're selling to the general population, and they're treating it whatever crap they're treating it with, so it doesn't putrefy or doesn't allow the parasites or the nano to become active until you eat it. You got to remember, nanoparticles, especially carbon-C60, is 3 times harder than diamond and 100 times stronger than steel. It'll take a lot of heat to melt steel, like 2,700 degrees Fahrenheit, so it will survive that kind of stuff. So when we're looking at how all of a sudden we don't hear about people dying from diabetes, do we? You know, we don't go look at the obituary and say, oh, so-and-so died of diabetes, so-and-so died of cancer, so-and-so died of rheumatoid arthritis, so-and-so died of autoimmune disorder, so-and-so died of, you know, whatever. You're not hearing that. But everyone's dying. The numbers are going up. Oh, my gosh, the numbers are going up. Yet nobody's dying. How the hell does nobody equate this? The numbers are going up. Really? Yet I don't see anybody dying in the streets. Do you? You see anybody dying in the shopping centers? You see anybody dying in the malls? I can't say, do you see anybody dying in a recreational place? Because our wonderful system that we have here in Ontario, you know, has shut everything down. The only thing you can do is go shopping. And you can go to Costco and Walmart. You can go to the other box stores that are selling food. But they have everything blocked off that you need that might be essential. Like, for instance, underwear. Unless you like to walk around commando. If you like to walk around commando, dun-da-da, commando. Then it's no big deal. But if you prefer wearing something to cover your, you know, your lower extremities, that's not considered essential. They have designed everything for the last 30 to 40 years to be essential. You know, whether you need the shit or not, it's essential. Now you can go into any dollar store, any kind of box, and everything's all wired out. One guy walked in, I saw, he walked in butt naked. He basically had his balls hanging out and said, I need some clothes. Good on him. I thought, hey, that's what it takes. And now here in Alberta, you know, they're going to take away your privilege. Well, you know what? I looked at this from another angle, really. The way I looked at this was, this province is going to drive everybody to be off-grid. What if, for instance, I'm speculating here, obviously. But what if everybody in Calgary, Alberta said, Chuck, you Farley, we're leaving. Sell their shit to whoever wanted to buy their crap. And walked away from everything and went and lived off-grid. Completely off-grid. created their own community, bought the land, secured it, and told Kenny that we are now forming our own country. You can FRO. Boy, they would lose billions, wouldn't they? And we should think about that here in Ontario. What if we decided to buy some land somewhere, go off-grid, and told the premier of this province, Chuck U. Farley? You know, and I think this is something that we should all consider. Why don't we separate from Canada and start a new Canada, a real Canada, not this bullshit. This is not what we signed up for. This is not what we came into the concept for. And this may sound, you know, revolutionary, but it really isn't. We got a country that is, we got, like I said, clowns and gowns, because they aren't even qualified to tie their own shoes if there was Velcros. I got news for you, if their backside wasn't pointing down, they wouldn't know how to shit properly either. And that may sound crude, but that's the way it is. This goofball, I mean, all of them, we're south of the border, Florida, never shut down, numbers never went up. What happened there? And Florida, you have to remember something. Florida is primarily seniors. A lot of retirees live down in Florida. And yet you don't hear them dying. Wow. What does Florida do that's different than Ontario? Oh, they didn't shut down. They allowed people to get together. They allowed people to walk around. Ooh. Texas. Reopen. The numbers didn't go. Fauci said, I don't know why the numbers didn't go. I can't figure it out. Because you dumbass, there ain't nothing there. And the governor figured it out. This was bullshit. But our premier, the only thing the only space between his ears that you can see is light. If you took a flashlight and shined the light from one end of his head to the other, all you'd see is light. That's it. Nothing there. Nobody home. Unable to make a decision. Unable to see, hey, wait a minute, Texas's numbers haven't gone up, Florida's numbers haven't gone up, Sweden's numbers haven't gone up, you know, what's going on? And then when you talk to other people from other parts of the world, like I do, you know, like in Japan, they're wearing the mask or they don't wear the mask, they leave it up to the people. Nothing shut down there either. I see here now, numbers are not going up in places where everything's wide open, but the numbers are going up where every place is shut down. Wow, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out, does it? Ooh. Numbers are going up, everything's shut down, numbers are staying low, everything's wide open. Wow. You don't need a degree for that. Well, maybe you do. I don't know. You know, maybe in Ontario, because in Ontario you have to have a piece of paper in order for you to be qualified as anything in this province. They want you to go to university, get a big, huge student loan. You know, be in debt up to your ass. And when you come out, you're basically kissing their ass every which way but loose. Not only to get the job, but to keep the job. They tell you the shit that you're out there putting out diarrhea. That's the way it is here. Yet the people that don't have the documentation are the ones that you usually want to talk to because they seem to know more what they're doing. All these experts that I have come across have all these papers lined up against their walls, like doctors, you know. A lot of these doctors have papers, you know, all kinds of papers, but yet they haven't healed anything. They haven't cured nothing. They know how to treat you. They know how to addict you to a drug. They know how to poison you. They know how to keep your condition alive and healthy and allow you to slowly wane down so they can bleed you dry, take every drop of blood and sweat out of you that they can. Wow. I feel really confident going to a doctor, dude. How about you? I feel really confident. I want to talk. Oh, there it is. I want to talk about something. Somebody saw something, and I'm going to read this. So I had a discussion with somebody. I won't mention the name. Let me read this because I clicked on this and I couldn't. See, when I read the Bible, I don't read it like most people do. I don't follow some churchology or some bullshit I see on television. I read it. Sometimes God gives me a perspective that I never would have thought of, but being that I'm doing what I'm doing in the arena I'm in, I see things based on that arena. So you have to understand this is how I'm seeing it based on what I'm dealing with and what I'm seeing around me. So anyway, let me read this. My aunt of the vaccine, she's the first of many. 90% of my family took it. She was sick from square one. We did try and try and try to tell our family to avoid these jabs. Some of you may can empathize here, but they wouldn't listen. We are considered black sheep and conspiracy theorists. Nothing we said sunk in. She had the first jab 3 weeks ago, lost ambition, fatigue, had difficulty breathing, and finally had a stroke. That's a fucking crime. Her grandson called an ambulance, but she died before he got off the phone. That's a effing crime. And I blame the premiers. I blame the so-called health ministers that are supposed to be in charge of protecting the health of the citizenry. I blame all the people representing the so-called medical institutions that are supposed to protect those in their constituencies. I blame the premiers. I blame the parliaments. And I blame the prime minister. Their blood, these people that have died, rest on their heads. Same in America. I blame the politicians there. I blame the medical there. And I blame who the head of state of America, your president. They allow this, and he's not the only one, and you can't fully put the blame on his shoulders. You have to blame the previous administration on this as well, because they allow this shit to be out there without any approval, any real test. And like the guy says, 60 years they've been testing the mRNA, and it never worked. And this is the end result of this fucking experiment. Okay, so anyway, it was murder by jab as far as I'm concerned, and it is correct. Equally, she's the first of many. She lived in Vermont. What I find interesting is because she was cremated, they won't publish her obituary. Now, isn't that interesting? It is for the family only. How many have died and had that happen, erased from records? She wasn't part of the VAER, and isn't that convenient? The registry that's supposed to record all this stuff. Her doctor just said she had prior problems. Again, elderly are so expendable, died at home. And that's what happened here in Canada, too, when they went to the old folks' home, seniors' home, and hospitals, and started wiping out all the old people. They did the same shit there so they can collect their money and their insurance on these people and stop any kind of payment they were getting. Here's a thought, Tony. I know I'm a weirdo, but bear with me. Where the Bible says one is taken, one left behind, doesn't mean raptured. I agree. It doesn't mean that at all. Or beam me up, Scotty. Perhaps it means one member is dead and the other is alive. One taken in death, one left behind. It hit me when I read it. It means right now one person taken by man-made pandemic. Each family will be affected in some cases. I'm sure the whole family. I don't believe for a second it means people will be beamed up because it means something else. One is gone, is one left. I've always aspired to the same thing. All that ever meant that someone died, someone lived. Now, I wrote to her. I'll leave out some of the Canadian. What I've been saying, one is dead or taking. That's what I've been saying for sure. And the other left would mean one got self-disseminating vaccine. Okay, self-disseminating vaccine means, as I started to show, that if you get an injection and you got this genetic experiment running inside of you, this is now designed to jump and integrate with whoever's around you. That's what a disseminating vaccine is. So let me carry on. Would mean one got the self-disseminating vaccine with the program. Then I put SOB, this is what this is all about. Good eye. I knew that never meant the rapturists were saying, and I said something else. This is the game right there. One is taken, one behind, one dead, one alive. It would be like at the days of Moses, when they put the blood on the door and the lintels, a cross, were protected from the angel of death. And then I put another Canadian term. Angel of death would have been a virus or a plague or an operating system designed to target specifics. If the operating system did not see the blood or DNA, then it would have targeted those who had no program to stop it from disseminating. Imagine that. God had put the blood of the lambs at the form of cross, which again has other spiritual significance for those who believe in Christ. But this, if you're looking at it from a scientific perspective, and I look at things from both ends. I look at things from God's perspective, biblical perspective, and I look at things from the scientific, and they usually agree. They usually correlate if you know how to look at it. The DNA that the program or the operating system or the angel, if it didn't see that blood, it wouldn't have recognized the covenant or wouldn't have recognized the DNA. As a result, if it saw the blood, it recognized the DNA or the covenant and moved on. Okay, it's like the other biblical verses, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And there was another one a buddy might have just said, and I forgot what it meant. But anyway, so, and that would have stopped the program from disseminating. Then she wrote me back, exactly, oh my God, I'm glad I ran it by you. Glad you didn't think I was crazy. You're turning me on to reading it, just things different now. The days of Noah, absolutely, and what happened then? They didn't get beamed out. No, Noah did not get raptured. He went through the tribulation. That's how I see it anyway. She said, shit, you're right. Oh my God, it's there in front of our eyes, in front of our face, the operating system, the door, lintel, those who didn't take it, and those who did. Wow, did you give me more to think about? The priest, and she was talking about the rapture folks, their priests lied to them. And tell them things like that they are not reading it themselves. They believe they will be beamed out because their priest is misdirecting them. Be not deceived. Now, I know some of you are rapturists, and you know what? You're entitled to your ideologies there and that one. I don't agree with that particular doctrinal thinking. I think if Jesus got hung on the cross, we're going to be joining him. He says, I mean, he does mention pick up your cross daily and follow him. So I think that there's an indication there he endures to the end. But then that's a whole, you can get into a whole dialogue on that. Those who took the alteration of the blood, the vaccine won't be recognized, and so will be wiped out. It's in the blood. And those driving this whole know it. They know it, hence the fear-mongers for a non-event, a way to drive millions to their death. So again, I'm going to leave that up there for you guys to read. I can't put the other thing up there about Alberta because it's an image. I'll have to figure a way to put that up there. But if somebody wants the... Think about the Alberta government. I will save this on my desktop. So if you want it, I will send it to you. And for those, especially those of you in Alberta, this has been nothing but a front. This whole thing has been nothing but a front. So they can continue conducting their experimentation and culling the general population. That's all this has been about. They've been wanting to cull the population, and now they're going to be able to do it. Okay, when you look at the first three links, I believe the three links, you're going to see self-disseminating vaccines allows vaccines to spread themselves. This they are now admitting. Scientists suggest that mRNA alters DNA. Wow, really? No shit, Sherlock. We're going to put in a foreign DNA to overwrite your DNA, and we're now going to say, oh, they just suggest that's going to change it? Good gosh. I'm telling you, the scientists today need to go back to the universities they went and got educated from and demand a refund because they didn't learn a bloody thing. They're actually admitting to a vaccine to spread itself in order to inoculate everyone. They are admitting this. So when you're seeing the game going on, like I said, it's a deck of cards. I show you the face card of a card, and you don't pay attention to the sides, to the edges, or to what's behind the card, and I keep you distracted with a boogeyman. The boogeyman's coming. Ooh, it's a variant. It's coming for you. Remember, it used to be the Corona boogeyman. The Corona boogeyman. Well, he's no longer around. And we had the COVID boogeyman. And the COVID boogeyman. COVID. We are calling this shit COVID. Certification of vaccination identification. All it means, it's not a identifier of any kind of pathology. It is what it is. It is an identifier. But they got everyone so convinced and so believing in a lie from day one that now people have forgot. Corona does exist. There's all kinds of coronaviruses, but COVID is not corona. Yet we're still using these flippant terms, just like we're using the term vaccine. Oh, I got a vaccine. Did you really? I thought, did you know that's not a vaccine? No, I just got the vaccine. No, did you know that Moderna says those aren't vaccines? Well, what are they? They're an experiment. Guess what? You're the guinea pig. I keep saying more for me. You know, I keep telling everybody. Somebody wrote something on the BitChute. Catherine did another filming with me and on jumping. And so we put it on the BitChute because they took it down on YouTube. And she's doing pretty good there. She's doing over 10,000 hits so far. So I thank everybody for clicking on that BitChute channel. So we did another one as well. But anyway, on that one, we talked about the jumping. And somebody wrote a comment, blah, blah, blah. And I said, dangerous president because of what I copied. Well, obviously, this guy doesn't read enough either. And I don't know whether he believes the bullshit or not. I didn't care. I wrote him back and I told him that, you know, another person wrote on something else. There are so many people right now that must be coming out of a cave that have never seen anything and just believing whatever they're hearing without any real looking at what is really being said or actually reading. That guy that was on Liberty, he had all these books out. Nobody is going to read those books in Alberta, I guarantee it. Majority, I'd say 90%, 95%, 97% of the people in Alberta are illiterate. They don't read. They know how to play with a laptop. They know how to play with an iPad. They know how to play with their phone. They know how to do selfies, most of them. But I'd say 97% of them don't know how to read. And the ones that do know how to read, they're the ones that are screaming that this is bloody murder, but nobody's paying attention to them because they're too busy playing with their toys. And I'm not just picking on Alberta. Ontario's no different. Ontario, I would say the same thing. 97% of the people in this province are in a coma. Give them a cell phone. Oh, give them an iPad. Oh, you know. Haven't played games. Oh, on a computer. But that's the program. That's the operating system taking over. That's the AI just slipping in every day, a little deeper every day, taking over a little bit of part of this thought process, a little bit part of that. So before you know it, all they are is drones. They will be the drones. And drones can be ordered, and they don't question the orders. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing drones being manufactured right in front of our eyes. They have the incapacity to think. They don't know how to think. They don't know how to interpret anymore. All they know how to do is respond based on some television response mechanism that they taught them. They will walk off of a cliff. If the mayor of the city of Windsor announced tomorrow to tell everybody in the city of Windsor to walk into the Detroit River to protect themselves from the Corona Bonona, we'd have people lined up all the way down Ouellette, all the way down Riverside, all the way down Parent, all the way down here in line. They would be in droves walking into that river. They won't question a bloody thing. I'm saying this in all honesty. Some of the people I see come into my shop that talk to me about certain things, they have no clue. I had a woman today try to mention something to her, and what I said to her went completely over her head. And when I even showed her the documentation, all I got was this glass look, you know, the lights were on, but nobody was home. Or Elvis has left the building. Something to that effect. And I wasn't speaking, you know, in any kind of eloquent language. I wasn't speaking salted earth either, and I wasn't speaking Canadian. It's very simple language. Here's a document. Take a look. Read this. You know, it's scary. It was a response mechanism. She didn't even look at the documents. This is what we're getting at. This is what we're doing today. So I want you to, like I said, we have a battle here, and it isn't going to be until these people start to drop dead, which will happen. I said by mid-June it'll start. You know, I mean, our temperatures have been all over the place here and where I'm at. They're cool, cold. Temperatures have been kept chilled for a reason. They are going to trigger a heat wave. You watch, and when that happens, and these morons are wearing these masks, they're going to be asphyxiated. Oh, Fauci told you to wear 4 masks. Maybe you should wear 5. 6 will be better. 7 will be great. 8 will be phenomenal. 9 will be stupendous. 10 will be just out of this planet, because that's where you're going to wind up going. This is the like I said, this is one of those things that's just hard to look at. You know, really hard to look at. It's to see this kind of shit that these political clowns and gowns have done. It's like I said, the blood of everybody that has died in the last year rests squarely on the shoulders of the political parties. I don't give a shit what you are, liberal, conservative, NDP, Parti Quebecois. I don't give a friggin' frigoli what you are. Because if I let that go, it won't stop. When we start talking about politicians, it'll just keep on running. Every one of those bastards, and I mean it, every one of those bastards are these children of Belial or these children of Moloch or these children of Baal. The blood of these people are on your hands. The blood of Canadians rests squarely on your shoulders. Remember that when next time you see some old senior die that worked their ass off to build this fucking country so that they could have some kind of life at the end of their days, you've stolen that from them and you put them in their coffin with this bullshit. And the blood, their blood, and their the sorrow that you caused rests squarely on your shoulders. And these ministers of health, have been bought and paid for by a silly Billy. The blood rests just as squarely on your shoulders as on the political will. You're responsible for giving the premiers and the prime ministers and the mayors and anybody else representing the townships the proper information. And if you're a fucking psychiatrist, you've got no business being in that position because all you know how to do is deal out drugs and hook people on them. That's about it. I don't know why we didn't get a geneticist here. I don't know why we didn't get a virologist here or somebody of that caliber to be able to do a thorough examination using electron microscopes to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that this was nothing but influenza A and influenza B. This is unconscionable. This goes beyond the Nuremberg Code. This goes beyond any law that we have on the land. This is a direct violation of God's creation. And you know what? It sucks to be you. It sucks to be you. That's all I got to say. Sucks to be you. One day we will all stand before the Almighty. One day. And one day we will all give an account of what we've done, what we could have done, what we should have done, what we was meant to do. And the political and the health ministers, you got a lot to answer for. And me, I'm just a guy who knows some stuff. You ain't got to answer to me. In the end, you will answer to the final judgment. That's who you'll answer to. Like I said, the blood that's here, that's been shed today, needlessly, as a result of... And the other thing this has done, I won't even get into that part of it. Let me get into it has divided families. This has torn families to pieces. This goes along with the biblical prophecies. In those days of father against son against father-in-law, or in-laws against each other, moms against daughters, in-law, mother-in-laws against daughter-in-laws. This has split everybody down the line. We never had this bullshit until they introduced this crap. We never had none of the problems that we have had till they shut it down and put everybody in these martial laws and all this other bullshit until they introduced this fake bullshit and injected people with this cockamamie crap. This is beyond belief. Beyond belief. Okay, I'm going to wind it down. Before I wind it down, I'm going to point out we do got another video so I can calm down myself. The new bit is about the capacitor. Some of you have been asking me about building the capacitor, so go and look at it again. Catherine and her husband were filming this, so again, a tribute to them. So anyway, we put it up, how to build these capacitors, and in the future shows, I'll explain how to better use them. So again, there they are. So as I wind it down, as I state many a times, go read the Gospels, go read what Jesus had to say. I'll tell you something, you might want to take a look at that whole concept of the cross, you know, the angel of death bypassed the doorposts and lintels, read the DNA, and you know, in the Christian faith, it's the blood that covers mankind's sins, those who accept Christ. So again, when the angel of death, we will die. It's not that we're not going to die, that we're, you know, we all have an appointed time. So when that time comes, we go home. That's it. God's clocked us. We're done. We go home. You know, and then we stand before God and give an account. But in the meantime, you know, we have protection under the blood. I'll just leave it go at that. It'd be the simplest way to put it. But read the Gospels. Read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. You know, understand what he had to say. And, you know, even read the book of Revelation. That's a hard book to read. I'll tell you, it takes a little bit to read that because, you know, what you see. But what I'm seeing more and more is the prophecies of Revelation have been correlated to what's going on today. You just have to know how to read that text correctly. Not the way the church has taught you, but how to look at this in the simplest and plainest language you could possibly look at. So read it. On the page alone, you're going to have all kinds of people on the page who are trying their best to help you. You've got the Liberty Network that I was presenting earlier. You got Catherine Ann and the Jumpers, but she's also got... I didn't put that in there. There'll be another one there on the... I'll have that posted there. There'll be another one there on the capacitor. It's, I'll put it there right now before I forget. So anyways, go check out that again. I'm reiterating that one. You'll see it. There's also Fiona. She's got her network up going. You got Yanni. He's out there doing his thing. You got Three Arch Church down in the south. She's doing her thing, telling people what to think. Or not what to think, sorry. Telling people about Christianity and about faith and accepting Jesus. You got Brian 396, you got Shai in Israel, you got Ty out west, and you got me. So you got a lot of people there trying to help you out to see what's going on. You know, it's important that you pay attention to what's being said, what's being explained, what's being presented, so that you can be ready one way or another, and you can be healthier. You can be protected. We're showing you all kinds of stuff that needs to be presented today. We're in a world that ain't a good place anymore to be. You know, it's unfortunate. We have been it has been corrupted the way it has been. So anyway, check out these sites again. If you can help anybody, please do. Financially, if you can't, don't worry about it. If you're broke, whatever, that's understandable. You know, help if you can. And if you can't help that way, help by sharing these links. Don't may not forget Deanna Spingala. She's out in Chicago area. Everybody's doing their part trying to inform or educate. So help anybody out you can. And as I always say at the end of these shows, you know, by the grace of God, we are still here. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.